that it's time to get through to the business news with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Ingrid Atamadie. The country's main retail banks face stronger pressures as a slowing economy will increase costs, hit revenue and margins, and increase bad debts. A new report from Fitch Ratings says the economy will be subdued through the year, and that'll affect the big four, ASB, ANZ, BNZ and Westpac, which are all rated A+, but they're strong enough to ride out any turbulence. Senior Associate in Sydney, Tim Roche, says relatively simple banking operations combined with market dominance makes the top four resilient.
We are expecting earnings to weaken this year, and it is for a number of those factors that you mentioned. So we expect the net interest margins to contract as a result of some of the funding costs in particular increasing for the banks, some of the cheap central bank funding maturing and being replaced with market-based funding, and also continued competition on the asset side as well. So there should be some pressure on earnings this year.
That's Tim Roche of Fitch Ratings. An increasing number of business owners are offering loans to would-be buyers as high interest rates limit their chances of getting finance. ABC Business Sales Managing Director Chris Small says there's been a 50% increase in potential buyers, but sales in the year ended March fell 5-7% from the peak 2022 year. He says 10% of deals have featured vendor financing, compared with 1% in previous years.
Vendor loans are currently having interest rates of anywhere between 12-14%. So it's a great return on your money, and I think it suits the vendors because they've worked in the business for a long period of time, so they're confident in that business, hence getting 14% return on a loan in a business that you're comfortable with is probably a pretty good place to be.
Chris Small of ABC Business Sales. Well, if you think you have a problem with endless scrolling on TikTok or needing that one last check of Instagram before bed, you're not alone. It's well documented that smartphones can be addictive, and phone makers have come up with reminders to cut screen time or put temporary locks on apps. But a New Zealand startup reckons it has a better solution. It's called the Boring Phone. It keeps the useful features of a smartphone, such as the camera, maps and messaging, but prevents the download of unnecessary apps. Co-founder Alex Davidson explains how it works.
What we did is went right back into the operating system of the phone and built our own based on an open source Android one. So when we say it doesn't have those things on it, they're literally not on the phone. They're not disabled. They're not on there at all. There's also not an app store, so you can't go through and download Instagram or Facebook or anything like that.
Alex Davidson says it tested a model in 2019, but now working on a successor to give users more options to customize their phone for their needs while still keeping apps restrictive. Well, looking at the markets, a mixed end to Wall Street on the main indices last week. The Dow Jones rose 0.5%, but the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq fell. Local top 50 index starts the short week at 11,796 after Friday's 40.4. The New Zealand dollar trading at 58.9 US cents, 91.8 Australian, 47.6 pence. Brent crude oil up 18 cents, 87 US dollars, 29 a barrel, and gold has risen $12 to 2,390 US dollars an ounce. I'll have updated numbers around 8:30.